processed using ProStation Audio. For more information, please visit www.audiolabs.it.
Ah, what is the question? What do I have to do to get hired by Hyperion?
Dance really, 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 really well.
Bring...
Yeah. Okay, well, no. Just go ahead and say whatever you want to say.
Well, actually, we're looking for good programmers. If you have experience, particularly in 3D APIs, like Direct3D, DirectX, and removing these cancers and replacing them with open APIs like OpenGL, and if you have experience in doing this, your skills would be much appreciated.
Okay. So anyway, so I see a question here about Shoho coming out and when it's coming out. We expect it to be finished, which is not the same thing as being out for sale, somewhere in September. And for Sin, probably early October. Yeah, and Worms. Well, I'd say Christmas, if everything's going right. Alien vs. Predator, that's going to take quite a while before it's actually finished for the PC. So don't expect that till, well, so halfway through next year. At the earliest, I believe.
We didn't introduce ourselves yet.
We didn't?
No, I don't think we did.
Oh, that doesn't matter. They know who we are.
No, they don't know who you are.
Well, okay, that's... what do you mean you don't know who I am? Okay, well... Okay, well, this is Ben Hermans from Hyperion, and we got also James Selman from Hyperion.
And you are?
Ben Hermans.
Yes.
Right. And you are James Selman.
And what function do you serve within Hyperion?
Okay, I'm the managing partner. And do you have any... No, Heretic 2 is actually based on the Quake 2 engine, not the...
It's raffle time!
No, we don't actually have a... So, the question is, Heretic 2 is based on the Quake 3 engine. Will we have Quake 3 someday? We will most likely have Quake 3 someday, but that will require the Amiga to be a platform in its own right, because there is a version for Linux, there's a version for macOS.
Amiga format 23.
So, you know, the economics are simply not there right now for Amiga only versions. Okay, VP optimized releases. Yes, that's what we're planning.
Well,
yes, Ben does like to race chariots from time to time, but...
So how come we have crappy Heretic 2 but no Quake 2? I mean, Heretic 2 is actually far from crappy. I mean, it's got a lot of good reviews, and we didn't particularly like Quake 2 because
it's a bit too much like Quake 1.
No, it's actually pretty crappy compared to Quake 1.
It's
dark. I think the one, you know, it offers a little bit more. So.
Oh, and Kryto, yes, you do need more than an 060.
Yes, definitely.
We might try to make an 060 release for less intensive games like
Free Space,
Worms, possibly
Alien Nations,
mm-hmm.
and Worms Armageddon.
The specs needed for Heretic 2 are just basically a power PC. To be happy, you'll want a 3D accelerated card like the Promedia 2 based ones, or future releases of PCI based bus boards where you can use, say, like a Voodoo 3. But really, the absolute minimum requirement is just a PowerPC card, and you can run it with a software renderer. In AGA, even. In
well, as far as, you know, Half-Life is concerned, Half-Life, we tried to get it for a couple of platforms, but they were simply not interested in licensing it. Despite the quite substantial licensing fees that we offered, they were simply not interested because it was not... to quote them in their current business plan to do so. So that's a dead end, really. As far as Unreal Tournament is concerned, we're going to have to... We urgently need new hardware. I mean, there's no way that you can run this on the current Amiga hardware. That's totally ruled out. The specs are simply not there. So. How is work progressing for the 3D support for AMI? Any specs? Okay, I know who that is. Basically, we already have the OpenGL support running for AMI. in software. I know who that is.
Howard.
And we basically got the software Mesa implementation running, and we're really going to start working on the hardware implementation for the Metrox C400 cards that are shipping with within the dev boxes for new Amiga OS. So,
well, it's a bit difficult to port something before it comes out, considering that if we make an agreement to port something, there's probably already been work done on it. So it would be very hard for us to beat the release of something that's already written.
No, but basically, we are looking at getting a couple of games to come out almost simultaneously with the PC version, or very, very shortly afterwards, like, say, a month or maybe a month and a half tops. Usually, you know, PC companies need a few months to clean up their act anyway, because you usually see a couple of patches being released and so on. So it's the Half-Life source is now released. That's all very nice that the Half-Life source is now released, but it's without the engine, so it doesn't do you any good. So, besides, it doesn't give you the right to commercially develop it. It's this just gives you the right to do mods, modifications for it. It doesn't mean that you can go ahead and compile it for Amiga, if that even were possible. So. Unreal for other new graphics cards. Well, what?
When did that happen?
Well, then, didn't you hear what I just said? I mean, okay.
I was thinking about other stuff.
No, apparently. So anyway, about new graphics cards, if there is a mediator or any other PCI solution, we'll be able to plug in a whole bunch of different graphics cards with PCI, and we're really looking forward to that.
Do you think you could moderate the channel so we could organize the questions here, or...?
No, it's okay. What are your opinions about the Boxer? Well, I mean, we think it's a very exciting project, and we've heard feedback from Anti-Gravity. They're going to use G3, G4s. It has PCI. Some people will definitely like it because it's the purest option. It allows you to have backwards compatibility in a way that a pure PPC design without custom chips wouldn't allow you to do. So it'll be a bit expensive, but you know you do get what you pay for, and for some markets it'd definitely be very interesting. And we're looking forward to support it, obviously. Okay. Well, as far as losing money in the Amiga market, yes, we are losing money, and we are losing quite substantially in the Amiga market, but we basically have a cross-platform strategy that allows us to develop for Linux and Macintosh and use that money to subsidize Amiga development. Of course, we can't do this indefinitely, so we definitely need new hardware, new software, and a viable Amiga market for us to stay in it for any length of time.
We have some questions written down here. I think we've addressed most of them, like how is the 3D support...
We haven't addressed that.
Oh, we haven't addressed that, and when will Shogo and Sin be ready?
We did that.
What new titles do you plan to release?
Well, we're working on a couple of genres that we actually don't have yet. So RPGs, real-time strategy games.
Racing games.
Racing, flight simulators. We're looking at a lot of stuff that we currently do not have yet. That has nothing to do with us. Well, works on MorphOS, we'll have to ask Ralph Schmidt about
well,
that.
Well, especially since we didn't write Stunt Car Racing.
No. About the releasing of the source code, people really going to have to see the difference between the release of the source code, partial release, which allows people to do modifications over an existing game. This doesn't mean that the entire source code is out there for you to compile and play with. I mean, it's just not the way that it works. I mean, when they say, okay, the Quake 3 source code is also out there, it just allows you to do modification, doesn't allow you to compile Quake 3 on the Amiga or whatever. So this is just a misunderstanding.
Let's see, Davros.
Okay, we did that one.
Davros there.
Well, it depends on who the manufacturers are that you're referring to. If you're talking about the 3DFX or whoever made the graphics boards, those specs are out there, we can support it. Of course, obviously, we need support from whoever makes the PCI cards that for the Amiga. telling us how to actually proceed with it. But obviously, they will obviously supply that to us. It's in their own interest. So.
Well, I can address.
Do you need support, or does the person writing the base driver need support?
Well, we need support for 3D, for our 3D API, you know, Warp 3D.
Do you actually bang the hardware, or do you go to an abstraction layer?
Well, we go to an abstraction layer, so.
So you just need to get, but it's your own abstraction
layer. Well, yeah, it's Warp 3D, right? I mean, that is the API, so.
But I'm saying, Warp 3D needs to be ported to the car. Not you guys that are doing this code.
I want to deal
with... Well, yeah, we do the Warp 3D port. I mean, well, actually, Hans Jurek and Thomas Frieden do this. So.
I want to address something further down that someone just said. That would be ridiculous of us to start porting games before we had the license. We'd never do anything like that, and... That's ridiculous, and if anybody in the market does that, they're really quite foolish.
Let me see. Well, yeah, right. So what types we have released for Linux? Currently nothing yet, but we're finalizing Sin and Shogo. That's going to be out pretty soon, and we're looking at other titles for Linux as well. It's a substantially bigger market than the Amiga, unfortunately.
Do you want to address the Loki thing there? Or?
No. We want Shogo. Yeah, well, do you know this? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, everybody wants to see as many games as possible for the Amiga 1, but should be remembered, there is no Amiga 1 yet, so it's a bit premature. Well, that's something for individual dealers to decide if they're going to do bundling deals for graphics cards or whatever other products, like PPC cards for Amiga, whatever. Usually our contracts preclude us from actually doing bundling ourselves. So this is not something that we can arrange for. What we can do is make the game available for other people and distributors to do this. But this is outside our sphere of competence, really.
Granada, personally, Granada, your comment there, personally, I enjoy playing these 3D games on my current Amiga. I think it's a lot of fun. And, for instance, Heretic 2 plays quite nicely on my machine. If people enjoy it, I don't see why it's a bad idea.
Well, I mean, it depends what kind of PPC Amiga you're talking about. I mean, there's a world of difference between a 166 megahertz Blizzard PPC and a 233
graphics card.
Yeah, and a 3D graphics card and 233 megahertz 604E. I mean, it runs quite nicely on the Cyberstorm PPC and on most Blizzard PPCs with Per Media 2, it runs quite nicely, and it makes perfect sense. As soon as there are new graphics cards, by the way, it's going to fly, and to say that it's a bad idea, I don't subscribe to this notion. I mean, what do you want us to do, do nothing for the people that bought PPC and then have them only run word processors?
I hate that one.
Okay.
Simple PPC there.
Well, you mean that one? We're not gonna do that. That's not the right economy. You don't know this.
But I did ask actually that very same thing before.
Well, I know, but we cannot address this. I mean, I don't want to get into this.
Okay.
It's really so I don't. Yeah, that one. I mean, Timothy. I mean, I know there are some concerns about the bandwidth of the PCI bus board, but we haven't actually seen it yet, so we couldn't comment on that. As soon as we get one, we'll definitely find out if it's usable for 3D purposes.
How much of the OpenGL API is supported on
your
MiniGL?
Well, the MiniGL is available for download, and it's open source on our website. So, yes, you can go ahead and use it, and you can check out what's supported in there. Basically, what it supports is the Quake 2 commands. So for the commands for MiniGL or the...
No. Yeah. Well, Kermit...
Yeah, we're developing for the SDK. We're actually developing parts of the SDK, so obviously, yes, we do have it. We actually had the SDK before it was called that, so yes, I think we can safely say that we have the SDK. So.
Wow, cool. Now, Doctor Who, well, Kermit sells a very different kind of product than we do. Basically, the Amiga market, particularly in the United States, has often gravitated towards video production, and in some places that's basically what the only market is, with, for instance, with sales in India. Kermit does fairly well, especially over here in the United States, because he targets a niche market where people are still using Amigas because they're still often the best choice for that. In this case, we're fighting an uphill battle trying to bring games to a platform where a lot of people are playing their games on another machine.
Okay, so let me see here. What else have we got here? Well, I'm not going to comment on this idiotic twin MIPS thing. Yeah. Totally.
Now, honestly, I can't say anything about the Linux market being better or not, since we haven't actually sold anything.
No, but I mean, we know from other people that actually did sell stuff in the Linux market that the sales are far higher than what we are currently experiencing in the Amiga market.
That is true.
I heard that the Amiga one will use twin MIPS CPUs. That would really surprise me, but I'm not going to comment on that.
That'd be neat.
No, that wouldn't be neat. It's too slow. It's a MIPS. It's an embedded system.
Well, moreover, there's not good development on it. It would hurt badly. But it would be interesting.
Let me see here. Are you expecting brisk sales? Well, we didn't sell a single copy of Heretic 2 here, because apparently nobody in the States has a PPC card for whatever reason. So, or very few of them, at least. So, no, we didn't come here really to sell anything. We only took 5 copies of with us, and we raffled one. So, we're going home with our copies.
At least one person here is leaving with a copy of Heretic 2.
Right. Okay.
Ralph, you're being sarcastic again. Stop it.
Is that Schmidt?
That's Ralph Schmidt right there, yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing to do with us. Yeah, that's not for us either, because we don't comment on other people's products.
Oh, Kaido's a friend of Randy's, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, I'm looking at a stand with 3 Blizzard PPCs right across the way here, Kaido. So, you want one?
What do you know? Well, I guess what do you intend to run on the Amigo? Everything that currently run on the.
That's too late. You're talking to Ralph.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys want to comment on? That you want to get.
Well, basically, we want to get across to people that there is no point in waiting for the Amiga 1. I mean, we've waited. You need a market to thrive. That means that you need to buy stuff now and not wait for something that will possibly come. But meanwhile, developers need to stay in business. I mean, if the same attitude were going on in other markets and everybody was always waiting for something new, there's always something new coming out. I mean, that's just. If you're always going to wait, you'll end up buying nothing. And meanwhile, developers need to survive. They need any product that they have to sell. So waiting for the Amiga 1 is, I think it's a very bad idea, to be honest. And you currently have Amigas. They can be expanded. If you get G3, you get current PPC, you can get really good performance out of it. So I would urge everybody who cares about the Amiga to support developers, hardware and software in any way possible.
Kaido, if you want one, just PayPal me the money, and I'll go get it for you right now.
Okay.
I know what that's like.
Actually, it's awesome. I'm going today. So how does this work?
No, they're typing this real time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
they are, and then they're listening.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Will games released on the Classic Amiga get an update patch to run on late? Basically, we will recompile it most likely to run natively on the new Amiga OS, and we will allow people who bought a classic version, if they're not happy with the emulation and the speed they're getting out of it, to cross upgrade for a reasonable price, hopefully as low as possible, so that you don't actually waste any money that way. And but of course, if it's too old, we won't do it.
Davros is an interesting question there.
Which one?
Is that right at the bottom there?
It depends what company you're approaching. Some companies are simply not interested in licensing whatsoever. It doesn't matter what market you're targeting, Mac, Linux, and Mia. They just simply, yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, they're not interested in licensing at all. They just $200,000, $300,000. It just doesn't interest them. Other companies are more eager to work with you, and if it generates revenue for them, they'll do it. Other companies are looking for a strategic deal to get their technology, like an engine, moved over to different platforms so they can subsequently license it themselves. So it all depends who you're talking to and what kind of person, who's at the other end. So occasionally you have what I would call OS racists, who basically think that you are not allowed to run their products unless you run Windows. It doesn't matter how good Linux or Mac OS or Amiga is, they don't care. I mean, it's either Windows or nothing. And they don't even care that they're losing a lot of money that way. No, we don't have any plans currently to create our own titles because it takes several million dollars to create and many years or at least 18 months or so to create a successful title, and you're never sure that it's actually going to succeed. The budgets for entertainment software have been moving towards the same order of magnitude as the movie industry, and we simply don't have the resources to develop such a product.
Talk to us later when we're fabulously rich.
Right.
That's talking to Ralph again.
Right.
Yeah. Are we being interviewed here, or is Ralph? Oh, okay. Carla wants another cannon fodder, it looks like.
Who's the one entering this, typing this all? Where are
Nobody's
they?
Typing. They're all distant.
I know, but how does our stuff get back out there?
Through that.
Yeah.
They're listening. Audio stream.
Sorry. I didn't get. I thought.
I thought you knew that, Benjamin.
Okay, I thought somebody was entering this. I don't know.
Why do you think we're talking to the microphone?
Oh, I should have asked this before I did this stuff.
I'm sorry for us.
Yeah, actually, I can...
He was well-versed with this, because he said on the...
Yeah, he thought I knew. Buy my software if you care about the Amiga. I didn't say my software. I said software in general. I mean, if you think that people are... serious developers need revenue, unless you want them to do it in their free time and produce inferior software because they can't really allocate the time that's necessary for it, then of course with such an attitude, you're not going to... Soon your hardware will be totally useless because there won't be anybody around that's going to do any serious development for it. I mean, maybe you don't care, but you probably already have a Windows bug.
Yeah, well, here's a plug for our friends at Digital Images. Buy a copy of Wipeout 2097. That's another very, very well done port that is really something which we don't see enough of in the Amiga community. And they're really nice guys.
Oh, yeah. So Simple PPC is saving the audio stream. You really don't have to go through the trouble. Just get my Delfina fix.
Okay. I like streaming MP3. It works. He's just talking to Colin.
Yeah.
Next question. Are we just going to have a flame war here between people on the channel?
I think I just wanted everybody up.
Nickel.
Yeah, okay. the proper Japanese pronunciation.
Yes.
It means cat, Japanese. My cat's called anything.
Meow.
I'm English, not anything wrong deliberate.
Mm-hmm. Damn English. What about Apache Thin Mail? Oh. Those are open source group efforts. We're not going to be able to convince companies like Activision to open up their source code so that we can develop it partly along with the community. It's just not the sort of thing that they do. Remember that these are games which we are not just creating ourselves and have control over the code. We only have a license for it. And so we can't just all of a sudden magically open source something which we don't own.
Yeah, besides, even on Linux, you'll see that you need to pay for games. Like Heretic 2, for instance, you need to pay for it as well. I mean, there's nothing new about that. So certain things are suited for open sourcing, and other things are not. And ultimately, ID Software makes a lot of money licensing their engine. So unless they are willing to open source it, it's not going to happen.
Oh, I want to answer Davos's here. Let's see, what am I playing right now? Well, we were playing Heretic 2 a lot today, for obvious reasons, but, well, let's see. Tokimeki Memorial Drama Series just came out for the Tokimeki Memorial 2 characters on the PlayStation. Kuon no Kizuna for the Dreamcast, which is a very nice, very dramatic adventure game. What else? Oh, let's see here. Innocent Tears for the Dreamcast, which I should be getting pretty soon.
Okay, that's enough. You know, you're playing a lot of games. Actually, I have to give you more work, apparently, because you have too much time to play.
Don't take away my games. Oh, and I'm waiting for Sentimental Graffiti 2 and Sakura Taisen 3.
That's nice. Never heard of these things. But anyway. Oh, yeah.
We should license them.
Well, Hyperion being the best, well...
Let the PC industry spend $1 million developing games. Their license is 50,000. New rule.
Yeah, well, and that's very nice. That we don't exactly rule yet, really. I mean, but we're doing the best we can for the Amiga community, and nobody can say that we haven't tried. I mean, we're losing a lot of money and trying to get out stuff to you guys, and we hope everything will go better. We're working on the new OS. So we're doing everything we can, really. And if it fails, then nobody can say we didn't try. So, and then we'll unfortunately be forced to develop only for Mac and Linux.
Well, let's make some money, Benjamin, so we can keep developing Amiga stuff.
Bill McEwen says he's trying to get prices down to around $300.
For what?
I assume he's referring to PPC cards.
Oh.
That's quite possible that Bill's trying to do that. It would be a very smart move on their part to do that. I mean... It basically would allow all classic users to get on board of the new operating system in a very short order and very, very cheaply. It wouldn't be the ideal solution. The ideal solution would be to get an entirely new system, like the Boxer or the Amiga One, depending on what you need.
I have no idea.
But $300 for a G3 card, that's not bad.
Ask TechMain. Ask Tech if he wants to know you get to get on the stream.
Thank you.
I'm here.
I'm getting
really
shy
now. No, I'm serious. And I think they, you know, everybody owes a call to them.
Darth Annoy, I'd love to do that, actually. I've got into some initial contacts with some very interested developers in Japan, but whether or not we can actually bring this stuff to market in such a way where we can make money off of it is a good question. Now, of course, this is my personal little ambition here, and Benjamin's probably going to hate me for even mentioning it.
No, I mean, I have no problem. If it's a good product, I'm more than happy to bring it to the market, as long as, of course, the licensing with Japanese people might be even more complicated than American companies. I don't know. I don't speak any Japanese, unfortunately, but you seem to dabble in it. So.
I bet, yeah.
But just the whole idea that you're going to negotiate the licenses makes me slightly nervous for some reason. I don't know why. He's probably insulting me now in Japanese.
No, I was talking myself down there.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I just thought I was just a strange foreigner, but.
Yeah.
They're high living lifestyles. Well, I'm sure the Friesens would be surprised to find out that they had high living lifestyles.
Well, I mean, we certainly wish we had. Yeah. We don't actually have high living lifestyles, unfortunately. You know, we would really enjoy that, but we have very hard working people, and we currently have a lot of people that are working for us full time, and they do that without a lot of revenue because they believe in the business plan and they know it makes sense, not only for EMEA but also for the other markets we're targeting, and they know that they've stuck with us for over a year, and they know that in the end they think they will get what they deserve.
I think Squaresoft is a little out of the question at the moment. However, there's possibility with third-party licenses through someone who's already negotiated something like Ubisoft. But that's all neither here nor there. I was thinking more along the lines of smaller titles smaller publishers who are a lot easier to work with. But you never know. I don't think we'll be having Final Fantasy for the Amiga anytime soon, though.
No, unfortunately. But what if we don't want to use the Amiga, the Elite-based Amiga OS?
Punxsutawney?
Hold on here. I'm trying to. Well, macOS 10 looks pretty exciting to me, and you know, it looks like something that might conceivably be really a very good product. So, if we will definitely support it. We will, because we are in the Mac market, and that's really the biggest market of the alternative market. So it's something we really are looking forward to support. Well, as far as QNX Neutrino is concerned, I haven't seen anything from them that really makes me want to support it currently. It's simply not economically viable to do so. It's probably even less economically viable than, say, Amiga OS.
I'm not yet. The pings are coming back there, weren't they? Audio's gone. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, let me
plug. Better cut. Go ahead and ask God.
Okay, my audio's back.
Have you tried Kuon Lokizuna?
Right, I couldn't pronounce it.
No.
No. The Japanese games market has a whole slew of smaller publishers who produce very interesting games. And 99.99%, even of the high-profile ones, you never see in the U.S. It's really rather sad.
All the companies that we've... have licenses for, or at least for their products, it's always been that we have to talk to them. Nobody's ever come to us and say, hey guys, do you want to port something? Some of these companies don't even realize that there's something like that going on. I mean, when you say something, hey, we can make money for you for a part that really is for you not generating any more revenue on Windows, they usually think, hey, is that really possible? And if so, you know, they're usually interested. So, but it's never been the case that I get an email from somebody saying, hey, we have a really cool game and we want you to port it to Amiga, Mac, or Linux. That never happens that way.
The first answer you usually get when you approach somebody is usually Amiga, so they're still around.
Right.
How many people are at Hyperion?
14, actually, but 10 of them are developers. We have some non-essential staff like myself. James Feldman, and Ben Yoris, who's a PR manager. No, we don't consider ourselves non-essential, but it's the developers that do the hard work. So.
Indeed, it's absolutely true.
Exactly. So.
Without the Friesens, I don't know what we do.
Well, GPL being the eater of commercial development, I don't think that's entirely true. I mean, GPL is suited for certain situations. It's just not suited for other situations. I mean, you can expect people to work 18 months developing a game like Quake 3, for instance, or whatever, and then do that for free. It's just not going to work.
And it should be pointed out that the variant of the GPL, the LGPL, is actually very useful to produce something which is open source and developable, but still able to be used in commercial products.
The LITEC 2 engine ported to Linux, Mac, Amiga, and others, well, We haven't actually started on that yet, but we don't anticipate any problems. There are currently no games out there yet that use LaTeX 2, and I believe the first game that actually is going to use it is No One Lives Forever, and that's not commercially available, I believe.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so. I mean, it won't be commercially available for some time, so we will definitely port LaTeX 2, although that doesn't mean necessarily that there's going to be any games based on it that we're going to port. I mean, we're contractually required to port LaTeX 2, but that doesn't mean... Yes, we are.
Yeah.
It's in our contract for Shogo.
Next question. Mm-hmm. Oh, Green Boy, you seem to have a personal vendetta against the GPL. Rather, I think Benjamin and I answered the question pretty well.
Well, I don't know. I mean, oh yeah. Well, Valve Software. I mean, yes, we have been in contact with these people, but you should realize that. What happened with Half-Life is that it was in development for the Macintosh for a couple of months and the license got pulled. We talked to them about a license for Amiga, Linux, and Macintosh, and they were simply not interested. So
you said something at some point about
right,
OS
and
bigots. And
besides, I mean, Valve Software is mostly composed of ex-Microsoft people, and not a lot of Amiga that I've noticed. So if you go to their website, you'll see that most of them came from Microsoft. And, well, I'll leave you to draw your own conclusions from that.
Armerlin, you're mediocre and annoying.
Okay. That was not officially sanctioned by Hyperion, that comment.
No, I know.
He made that in his personal name.
No,
I'm just pointing this out.
I see these people personally on RC all the time, so I can say that to them.
Armor on. That's from Venom.
Oh, EGN is still offline from IRC? Not true? Okay.
Well, this is the EGN IRC connection right here, so,
mm-hmm.
Like... type something to say hello.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Oh, Weird Ami, do you have...
Well, Weird Ami, if you have an inside contact involved that can make these deals happen, we're more than willing to listen to you, but mostly it's been Microsoft all the way, and, well, you know, these guys weren't exactly very interested in listening... what we had to say. We offered them $175,000 for a two-year-old product, and they didn't want to do it. So I think that says it all, really. I mean, if somebody doesn't want free money, and I think there's some other elements that are in
Outplay. T-shirts. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, God. There he goes again with his T-shirt idea. He's been trying to push me for that for years. No, we do not have collectible T-shirts yet, and we do not plan to make any anytime soon. We do not plan on planning any fan clubs.
How about, you know, a collectible T-shirt game where, like, you know, I can use my T-shirt of...
We're going to make an Elite T-shirt, which has, like... Oh, no, that's we're not supposed to talk about that. Bill told us not to do that.
The one that, like, one size fits all?
No, it's the one where it has the electronic... Oh, no, I'm not supposed to talk about
that. Oh, yeah, with the electric... Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Where did you learn your marvelous Japanese?
He's actually, he's an American, but he lives in Japan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was something like that.
Well, we're not trying to pull a guilt trip on anybody. I mean, we're talking about software in general, not specifically our software. Where, you know, there's a lot more people out there than us, luckily, and we're just talking about 68K software, PPC software, I don't care, just generally Amiga software. There's a lot of people out there that take all these people that are working very hard for granted, and they just think that these people should work for free, so because they don't feel like supporting the platform, but at the same time, they want to go on whining. You know, probably what we are best at in the Amiga community is whining, you know, like, whining about software, and then
I don't have any software now. Oh, I don't want to pay for it now. Or
yes, I do have one, the new Amiga T-shirt. I was at the banquet, so yes, we do. So.
Mm-hmm. I still contend that it looks like the Death Star under construction, but
simple PPC for crying out loud. Yes, of course. He's talking to me in Dutch. I mean, I do not answer questions in Dutch, unfortunately. And by the way, simple PPC, you weren't yesterday there at the banquet where Bill McEwen imitated Darth Vader a couple of times, so don't call me an idiot.
You just pop up
yeah, well, I mean, Greenbow, we do not have an anti-QNX anti-QNX bias at all.
Have
we
ever said anything about QNX?
Yeah, we just did. I mean, aren't you paying attention at all? I mean, yes, we did. I mean, we were just saying that unless you show me the economics, we're not going to do it. I mean, we have an emotional connection with the Amiga market, which is making, which is not making any money for us. We do not have an emotional connection with QNX. I personally think QNX is a good product for the embedded market. If these guys want to enter the desktop market, they're going to have to convince us that there is a market there. I mean, we cannot go around supporting everybody's flavor of the month OS simply because you know, they think it's a really cool system. There are lots of cool systems out there, BOS, and you got things like MorphOS coming up. We cannot go around supporting all these things just because they're really cool. There has to be some economic sense.
Nicola, would you rather that it not be available?
Well, the comment about being technically impossible, it's technically impossible. The current Amiga hardware, meaning the current PPC card, it's not necessarily, I mean, when we have G3, it's perfectly possible. Would we consider pursuing the license for the new Amiga? We would. I mean, if it's going to make us any money, but this also depends, of course, how much they want for it. I mean, the thing is out there for Mac. I believe it's also out there for Linux. So we cannot play our usual game of licensing for the three platforms and then cross subsidizing the Amiga development with revenues from other platforms. So it would have to make a lot of sense for us before, and a lot of Amiga wants would have to be sold before we can actually ever consider doing that.
Yes, I know it's Nick Coffee. I can pronounce Japanese words. by the way, about the Japanese comment. Well, I took some classes, and I practice a lot.
Well, I mean, Green Boy, again, you know, the flavor of the month operating system for 20 years, I'm sure it is. I mean, like I said, I have no questions about the technical capability of QNX. I mean, absolutely not. Just show me that it makes economic sense, and we'll consider it. But the numbers are simply not there. There's no installed base for QNX for the desktop. I mean, I don't care how many routers run from Cisco run this thing and so on. It's all very nice, but have you ever seen somebody run any games on a Cisco router? No. So.
All right, well, sorry I have a weird AMI up here. Well, certainly we'd like to have our materials in famous software stores. I think we can get it into EB, at least, Electronic Boutique. It would...
This is the QNX computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no. It would be a bit difficult to get it into really, really mainstream stores like the software section of Walmart or something, but stores which do normally carry Linux products and Mac products, I think we won't have any problems getting them to carry them. I mean, we've been getting bombarded by stuff from the Mac market, actually.
Right, but that's actually more a question for Titan, who's our publisher.
That is true.
That they organize distribution for Macintosh, for Linux, and also for Amiga, so this is more up their alley. I can't really comment on that. As far as carbonizing our games from macOS 10, well, as it is, I mean, macOS 10 is not available yet, as far as I know, so we're currently only supporting macOS 8.6 and up, because 8.6 contains the OpenGL. We will definitely support macOS 10 in the future, because it looks like it's going to be something really cool. It's got the BSD kernel, which makes it for easy cross-platform compatibility with Linux. It's looking like it's going to be something to look forward to. And Joe Torre almost ripped apart the camera here. There's live commentary here from Ami West. Yes. Thank you, Joe. Doing a great job on the box here, but not on the camera.
Do you want to start with that one, or do you want me to start with Amiga, our Amiga background?
Well, we're not going to go into that. I mean, you know, we have simple PVC again. Right. I mean, we all of us have an Amiga background, and I mean, we wouldn't support the Amiga if it weren't for some emotional connection with the market, because it makes no economic sense. So obviously, I mean, the product of these people, of the guys we hired, you know, Thomas Friedenhamsier, Peter Annis, Stefan Hauser, and all the Ami dogs, all these people are out there, and you know, it's quite clear that these people are all great coders and great Amiga fans.
Oh, thanks, SF, by the way. Let's see. Oh, my Amiga background is a picture of Amino I, but some people like to have fish for their Amiga background.
Okay, about Quake 3 already being on QNX Neutrino, that's quite possible, but that's probably a deal that QNX brokered to FIDE Software. That's quite possible. Doesn't mean anybody is going to buy it. You know, QNX has a lot more money than the Hyperion, believe me.
Where can Sin be pre-ordered?
You can probably I don't think it's yet. Sin is not yet available for pre-order, but any pre-orders have to be direct to Titan. Their website is www.titan-computer.com.
Well, I mean, other dealers are certainly open to take pre-orders for stuff, but that's their handling of it. We have nothing to do with that. If you pre-order from a local dealer.
Well, you know, Greenboy, about the new Amiga system, trust me, we're working on it for a while now. We've had close contact with the Amiga SDK, before it was called that, since February of this year, and we like the product, and we're basically more than willing to support it, not only because we like Bill and his team, but also because it makes sense to us, and it makes... Unfortunately, at this point, we must be honest, it makes a lot more sense to us than QNX, because QNX is another proprietary Linux solution. And, I mean, I think as far as revolutionary steps are concerned, hey, look at Diana, still in town.
I thought you were gone.
Okay, still leaving. But anyway, so it makes more sense from a technological standpoint. It's more of a revolutionary step than QNX, which is basically... a Unix derivative. Very good Unix derivative, but still a Unix derivative, which is not crash, doesn't have the same feature set as Elate.
Next question? Just come to the log button. Just drag it all the way to the bottom.
Well, we definitely think the new Amiga has a chance. It's some really great technology. It's a dedicated team in charge of it. The Amiga community still has a lot of very talented developers out there. They can make this happen. I think at this point we shouldn't really try to aim at getting Microsoft to be top of Microsoft. I mean, we should just try to get a very healthy niche platform like Macintosh. That's what would already be. Apple sells about a quarter, every quarter sells a million computers. If Amiga can ever do that, we will have a very healthy market. And at that point, I really don't care. It's all about choice. the choice to be able to buy a program for the Amiga and make money off it and support yourself doing just Amiga work. If that's possible, then we would be very happy.
Okay, I have to point out, okay, people complain that Unix is not Unix. Yes, it's not based upon the Unix source code, either developed under BSD Unix or System 5. However, it does work to achieve a POSIX-compliant system, and the majority of the programming taking place under it, as suggested by them, is under the POSIX-compliant environment. To me, that makes it a Unix, which is not a bad thing. But,
what
else do you want to say? I mean, it is POSIX compliant.
Yeah, but, okay, so it's POSIX compliant, so is NT. I mean, that doesn't make it a Unix.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they don't encourage you to use POSIX code under NT.
Well, they might not, but, I mean, it's a simple equation for us. I mean, we need the market before we can develop for something. I mean, really, it would be very easy for us to port things over to QNX because we already support Linux. But we're not going to do so unless you can show us that there is a market there. I know, for instance, that as far as I've been reading stuff about QNX, that they have some kind of special compatibility library for ports for Linux to QNX. So, I mean, it would be very easy. But, I mean, you know, we're not going to spend the time on it unless the thing has a market. And I know it's a chicken and egg situation, but we're already doing that for the new Amiga, and we're not going to go out there and do that again for another operating system.
We can't do that contractually, though. We have to actually negotiate for QNX again and pay extra for it.
And obviously, it would also require renegotiation of all our existing contracts, because we cannot simply decide, oh, by the way, Activision and Monolith and so forth, we suddenly decided to support QNX. You guys, I'm sure you won't mind that we do that, right? I mean, it doesn't work that way. And we would have to pay again an upfront fee, most likely, and the sales would have to be there, because otherwise it would just be a massive loss-making proposition. Now, if QNX were to give us money to port things, we would be more than happy to look at it.
No, I don't think... I really don't want to argue the semantics anymore about POSIX is not equal Unix, etc. The point is that it's really something which we can't just leap up and support, because we have to bang these things out in contracts. Well, I don't. I'm not a lawyer. Benjamin is. And these are things which you have to convince the other company's lawyers that you're giving them. You have to convince them to accept money for it. And are you going to add one more operating system to the list and say, here, you know, I'm not going to give you any more money, but hey, let me develop for another OS. No, we have to pay money for each and every OS we add. It's not something that can just be easily done like that.
So, yeah, would be, what if QNX actually paid you to do it? Yes, we would be definitely look at it. I mean, but there have been no proposals in my mailbox from QNX.
If they paid us to do it, we'd be happy to do
most
it. Yeah.
You know, but we can't assume more commercial risk than we already assume right now to support another operating system without an installed base. That's simply it's not viable for us. Are we done?
All right, I think we're about done here.
Right. Okay, so, well, you know, people doing stuff for the Amiga as well, you guys rule the school. Well, I wish there were much of a school, because then I'd be a head teacher disciplining everybody. You know, occasionally that's really needed.
I like it when he thanks me, but...
Okay, guys, I guess that's it, right? I think we covered everything here, so... Well, thanks for being there for us and asking us the occasionally not-so-nice questions, but hey, that's what it's all about, right?
Uh-huh. All right. 7 megabytes MP3. Post that so I can leash it later.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Next person up, I guess.
We have a very charming young lady here.
Oh,
once.
Joe.
Here.
Oh.
Okay. Is Joe Torre going to come on here now?
It's Joe in the charming Northwest Amiga Users Group, lady whose name I don't remember, but. Great. Okay. Joe.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Ben and James.
Benjamin will be back in Belgium on Wednesday.
Yep.
I won't be back in Belgium.
bet you'd like to go.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fun.
I'm stressed out already. I'm not going to take it.
Oh, yeah, this is actually the first time we've met. And now Benjamin's going to make it the last time.
We like each other now?
Yeah.
No.
he gets a little my nerves with games, but he did that before also. Nothing.
Thank you both very much.
Yeah,
we're
going to be
sorry back. We got a little rude.
I can be just as rude back if I need to.
Yeah, well,
I'll go with you guys later.
Okay, well, if I was a dumb American, I would say NECO. But since I'm not a dumb American, I would say
thanks,
NECO.
I appreciate it.
But if you know, one of those is right, then you can
but
just...
But Benjamin is the man behind Hyperion, and we really owe everything to him for organizing this. He's really done a great job of it.
Well, we're going to try to end out the show with a bunch of fun and laughing and getting crazy. And if you guys get rude, I'll deal with you later.
I can deal with them later, too, Venom. You know that.
I can hear you. Oh, you can, huh?
I want you to hear me.
Cool. Okay, people, let's get the hell out of here.
Where's Joe?
Where's Joe anyway?
Get him. They want him. It's his time.
Joe!
Yes, you were weird, Amy. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We've been trying to get your attention for a while now. There.
Oops. Oh, there.
Thank you very much. Well, my son enjoyed it. I'll tell you that much. He's out over there watching the game.
Oh, yeah. Tell the whole BBC to save that MP3 and I'll get it.
No, he'll do that. Don't worry about it.
Okay, now.